Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio to preach the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that are behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus will change your life and you won't be the same anymore. We are talking about signs and wonders. We're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name, in Jesus' name. There's power in their name. That's why I love to lift up the name of Jesus. That's why I'm a Jesus man. Praise God. I lift up the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In my name shall ye, amen, cast out devils. Praise the Lord. Amen. In my name. Praise the Lord. The power of God will set you free no matter what the devil got you tied to. The power of God will loose you and set you free. Make a man out of you. Make a woman out of you. I'm telling you, the Lord will do that. Praise the Lord. Because Paul says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. Jesus moves in, the devil is cast out. I'm telling you, the Lord makes a change in your life. He makes a change. Missionary Velvet, let's finish up in St. Mark 16:17. Amen. Go back and read that verse. What did it say?
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned.
Let you know, amen. If you don't believe, then, amen, ain't no hope for you. You're going to end up going home with the devil.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils.
In my name shall ye cast out devils.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Amen. Fix it so you can speak with new tongues. In other words, amen, speaking in tongues is one of the evident signs of the Holy Ghost. And people need to understand all that. And I'm not talking about something you done get to throw together. And amen. It comes, amen, from the Holy Ghost. It gets down in your belly. And then goes up, and amen, and to your mouth. It don't come from your head. It goes down in your belly. From out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Amen. And say ye shall take up serpents. When they talk about serpents, they're not talking about going out there and getting you a rattlesnake. It ain't talking about going out there and getting you a cottonmouth. Amen. He ain't talking about doing that. When he said take up serpents, he's talking about handling the devil. The devil is a serpent. You hear me? And the power of God will help you to tread upon them demons and devils. Tread upon them serpents. It's time for Christians to get power to put the devil where he belongs. That is under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Witchcraft is of the devil. You hear me? That's one of them serpents. Witchcraft. The power of God will cause you to crush them, that witchcraft, under your feet. Amen. The old root worker, the sprinkle paddles in front of your door. Get out there in your stocking feet and dance in it. Dance by the power of God. No devil in hell can put a curse on a child of God. that's full of the Holy Ghost. You heard me? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you the power of God, because the Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that's in that world. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Take up serpents. You got power over the devil. I'm telling you, power to make that devil get under your feet. Stay under your feet. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. No wishy boys. None of that stuff. Praise of God. Amen. All them curse items don't supposed to be in your home. Take that mess and throw it out there in the trash pile. Amen. I'm telling you, in the garbage. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The power of God will cause you to be above all that stuff. Amen. Oh, witch. Amen. Warlock and all that mess. All that stuff is of the devil. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. The power of God, amen, will make the devil back off. Make the devil back off. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Take up serpents. Praise our God. I'm telling you. Amen. Those demon-possessed people. Amen. Those ones, amen, that praise our God. Amen. Them serial killers. I'm telling you, them serial killers be killing people. Amen. And the law can't hardly catch up with them. Because they be so smart. Trying to outsmart the law. They have a hard time catching them. Serial rapists. All those demon possessed. The power of God will set you free. Yes, it will. He'll set you free. Amen. Cause you to be a child of God. Whether it be a woman, cause a woman to be a child of God. A homosexual, he'll make a man out of you. A lesbian, he'll make a woman out of you. Yes, he will. Praise the Lord. Take up serpents. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm going to let you know, praise our God, signs and wonders are just real right now in the year of 2026, like we read about in the Word of God. Amen. Because God don't change. You hear me? He don't change. That's why I love to pray the prayer of faith. At the close of every broadcast, in the name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Because I cannot heal, but I know the man with the nail-scarred hand of Calvary can work a miracle. Yes, he can. He can work a miracle in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now, I know the world is so full of unbelief. They're so full of unbelief. Praise God. Amen. But I'm talking about those that you believe that Jesus is real. And I'm telling you, the power of God can do what the doctor says is impossible. Yes, he can. He can do what the doctor says is impossible. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let you know, praise our God, amen, his power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. What else to say, Missionary Velvet?
So then, after the Lord has spoken to them,
amen,
he will receive up into heaven.
Praise our God. Amen. Go over there and read that again, because there was something else in there. Praise our God. Amen. That's part of it too. Missionary Velvet.
And they shall take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly things, and it shall not hurt them.
Amen. You heard that? If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Amen. Let you know. When you get that sign and wonder in you, the power of God will, amen, immune your body. Immune it. Amen. Fix it so that, amen, even though you may eat some of the food. I know things have changed in our food today. Some people feel like hamburgers and, amen, don't taste like it did when he was, amen, young. Chicken don't taste like it did when it was young and all of that. Because people are now changing things and growing things faster, amen, and all that, using different types of antibiotics and what have you, and things of that nature. That's beyond your control. So therefore, Jesus said, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Let you know, amen, you eating this food, eating your vegetables and fruits after you done washed them and everything, clean them up the best you know how. Amen. And clean up your food the best you know how. If you eat it, amen, whatever's in there, the Lord was sanctified. You heard me? That's why it's good to pray over your food. Sanctify your food. Glory to God. Since it's so, amen, you eat it, it won't harm you. You heard me? It won't harm you. Sometimes man will say, amen, you eat that stuff, amen, you have a life expectancy. When it's, amen, that you live here, and amen, and when it's time for you to leave here, you just leave here. That's what man said. That's not what God said. Amen. But God said, amen, you eat any deadly thing, it shall not hurt thee. God can add to your days. You hear me? You say, amen, you live as long as God said you live. Whether you live to 100 or 105 or 110, amen, it's up to God said when it's time for you to leave here. Not what man said. Praise our God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. This is a powerful message, signs and wonders. This is a powerful message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Praise our God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking into them. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in our bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, deliver them, set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. By his stripes I am healed. Amen. Just give God the praise. Sit down and write us or send us an email. Praise our God, amen. Testify what the Lord is doing for you through this broadcast. And here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise in the song, say, I know prayer. I know prayer changes things. Say, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. I know prayer changes things. And the Lord can do anything. You just ask him and believe it. Joseph behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. There is hope. There is no hopeless situation dealing with Jesus Christ. The Lord is always there for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Those on the free will, think of your prayer as support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you, and the Lord can uplift you and revive you and restore you. You just give him a chance. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is a God that will not and shall not lie. He shall do what he said he would do. Just give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell, myself, the Lord open up doors going to jails and prisons. Those you that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Go, Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Tonight's broadcast, this chapter, William Holmes, along with Monica Pam, Missionary Vell, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.